This is the Myrna Lamb Show, 2208, 6 p.m. hour.
This is the Myrna Lamb Show on News Talk 630 WPRO. Myrna's a nationally known astrologer and card reader. If you'd like a closer look at your future, call Myrna now at 438-WPRO or toll free at 1-800-321-WPRO.
We have another hour, you and I, to spend right here on WPRO. I am an astrologer and a card reader, and what I'm doing is a combination of those two things to answer questions for you about anything going on in your life having to do with health or work, home environment, major relationships. If you're not completely clear about what we are doing, all you have to do is stay tuned for a few minutes because I'll be taking your calls. Let's start right away. Let's talk to Harry in Providence. Harry, welcome to the program.
Hi, I was calling about, I want to know about my career and love.
Well, career and love are two different things, Harry. You got to pick one.
Career.
Okay. And you are a Scorpio and very young. Let's take a look and see what's going on with regard to your career. You are working right now?
Yeah.
Okay. The King of Spades is the card that represents you.
Wow, that's cool.
Okay, you have to turn your radio off.
Oh, sorry about that.
Thank you very much. Yes, we really have to listen to each other and not with echoes going on in the background. Okay.
I'm sorry about that.
All right, hon. I've got the King of Spades, which is the card that represents you. And, you know, what I'm really seeing is your job's okay, but it's frustrating. The money may be all right, but it's just not gratifying to you. And here you are. You're only in your mid-20s. You've got a long, long time to work, and you're not doing what you want to do. Now, I don't want to know what that is. I just want a yes-no question answer. Do you know something that you really do want to do?
No, I really...
You really don't know what you want to do?
I mean, I want like a gratifying career that makes some money.
You want a gratifying career that makes you some money. How do you get there? How would anyone get there, Harry?
Going to college.
No kidding. Or some sort of training program. College is easy. It's the easiest way to do it because you have teachers who've done the hard work. They've figured out what it is you need to know. They tell you what it is. You go home, you read it, you study it, you learn it, and then you can go get the job. But there's on-the-job training, too. There are technical schools, too. There's more than one way to get there, but you do have to have some sort of credentials, some sort of experience, and your cards say you don't. So here you are. You're all of 25 years old, and you have a choice. You can continue on the path that you're on. In 5 more years, you'll call me back and say, how's my career? And I'll say the same thing. Or you can buckle down and go get the education you need, go get the credentials that you need, and then look forward to having a career that really satisfies you. And by the way, Harry, if you're really going to attract a woman who you're going to love and who's going to love you and maybe make babies with her, because Scorpios usually want to raise babies, then you need to have money coming in. And in order to make more money, you need a better job. So it is a cycle, Harry. Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Barry in Franklin, Mass. Barry, welcome to the program. Hey, Barry, are you there? Nope, I think we lost you. Oh, wait a minute, he was just there and then too late. You'll have to call back. Let's talk to Rebecca in Mesa. Rebecca, welcome to the program.
Yes, thank you. This is my first time calling.
Well, I think that's great. And you're calling from the Internet.
Mesa, Arizona.
Mesa, Arizona. So aren't you listening to us on the Internet?
My brother is, and now I'm on the phone.
Aha, get it. Okay, well, you're born under the sign of Gemini. And what's your question for me?
About love.
Okay. You know, you have a pattern in your horoscope that suggests to me that you are a bit of a sucker for the underdog. Yes.
That is the truth.
Yes, it is. And, you know, it's a wonderful thing to be empathetic, sensitive, and caring, which you are, especially if you use that in your career. But if you use that in your love affairs, you're in trouble. In other words, you don't want to take home the wounded puppy. You are with me on this. You know what I'm talking about.
I sure am.
And it just isn't going to work. It hasn't worked in the past. It won't work in the future. So you've had a couple of relationships that really didn't go well, and some of them were very much learning experiences that as a Gemini you needed to go through. Now, as I see it, when I look at your cards between now and October, I see two men around you both of whom could make promising relationships for you. The most important thing for you to do early on is discern whether a man is, in fact, standing on his own two feet. You know, you're not 20 anymore. You're old enough to be able to think clearly. And it's your thoughts that can rule your relationship, not necessarily feeling, I love him. Do you understand?
Right.
Okay. So is there a man around you? Absolutely. And the one I like best for you is an air sign like you, a Gemini, Libra, or an Aquarius. He's a man who has a lot of the air sign characteristics. He's easy to talk to. You feel as if you have a lot in common with him. You may not feel the intense kind of sparks that you'd like. But what you would have with him is a wonderful sense of connection and communication. What's wrong with that? Rebecca, thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. David in Johnston, welcome to the program.
Hi, good evening, Myrna.
Hi, David. You are a Leo. What's your question for me?
Yes, I'd like to know how my career is going to be in the near future and the latter future of this year.
Okay. Taking a look at this year for you as a Leo, with regard to career, how long have you worked for your present employer?
Approximately 90 days, 3 months.
Oh, brand new.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have the King of Hearts, which is the card that represents you. And when I look in the sixth house away from you, those cards look very good. You have a Nine of Hearts there, meaning this is really quite a nice job. But... oh, dear, there really are some conflicts in terms of people who are in positions of authority. So you took this job, you felt really optimistic about it, then suddenly you have to work with some people you weren't anticipating, and it's almost as if the rules changed after you got on board. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes, I do.
And that's what's making you wonder where you stand in all of this. First, let me assure you, you're not going to get fired. Let's start there. The question is not whether you're going to lose the job, but whether you want to keep your job. That's really the question. Because I can't help wondering whether you're beginning to think that these people are not particularly ethical. Right?
Hmm. Wow. I think you hit the nail on the head.
Thank you very much. I think you're right, David. So the best advice I have for you is stay there long enough so it looks okay on the resume, but keep looking elsewhere. Don't compromise who you are. David, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Jennifer and Vivian, you're coming right up, but first of all, we need to do a little bit of business around here, so hang on for me. I'm Myrna Lamb. Stay right here on WPRO. I'm Myrna Lamb here with you on WPRO until 7 p.m., taking your calls and making predictions for you with a background in astrology and a deck of ordinary playing cards. Let's go back to the phones and start with Vivian in Douglasville, Georgia. Vivian, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you so much.
You're welcome. I see you're a Cancer. And what's your question for me?
I'll be visiting a particular location in the middle of this month. And for some reason, I feel drawn to this location as if maybe I should be living there. And I'm wondering if this is accurate.
Okay, let's take a look and see what my cards suggest to you about a visit and whether it is really a good place for you. And it's a fascinating question. I like the way you worded it. And when it comes to locations, the fourth house represents places that are fairly nearby. The ninth house represents places that are farther away. And in this layout of your cards, the ninth house cards look promising. The only problem with the ninth house cards, okay, the ninth house would be moving something of a distance, relocating something of a distance, and the only problem that shows up there would be in terms of your career. So the one thing that I would encourage you to consider if you decided to relocate is to make sure that you can find work that's gratifying for you in that location. The fourth house cards are full of confusion. And I'm not sure when it comes to those cards whether the pull that you're feeling is yours or from somebody else. Now, let me see if I can make that clear. Are you with me so far?
Yes.
Okay. It's almost as if someone from your past, it may be someone who's not even living anymore, it could even be an ancestor, that it's that person's pull to this other location.
Hmm.
And this makes sense to you so far, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. I would like to suggest that you go there and spend some time. I am not convinced you want to stay there. I think you need to find out whether it is actually you being pulled there or him.
Absolutely. That makes a lot of sense. And I'll be there for 5 days, and then I'll be going back again in May for a ghost stalk fix.
All right. Good luck with that, Vivian, and thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO, Jennifer in Providence. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Myrna, thank you.
You're welcome. And, Jen, let's see, you're born under the sign of Taurus. And what's your question for me?
I have a possibility that I'll be moving shortly.
Okay.
And I wanted to know if that was going to happen and if it would be good for me.
Okay, it's not you alone, is it?
No, it's me and my partner.
And what is your partner's birthday?
10/22,
right at the end of the sign of Libra. Okay, I have the Queen of Clubs, which is you. Is this a woman partner?
No.
Okay.
No,
I just needed to understand, because the Queen of Diamonds fell in a place that represents marriage, partnership, and best friends.
Okay.
So that would represent that there is a woman around you who's very important in your life. And if you're going to be separated from her and making this move, it is something that you need to address. Mm-hmm. The King of Diamonds, which would be a male partner who's an air sign, falls in your fifth house, which is love and romance, but there are some questioning cards. How long have the two of you been together?
3 years.
Okay. Are you planning to be married?
Yes, shortly.
Okay, good. The move looks wonderful. What I'm finding, there are tensions around both of you. They may have to do with family. In other words, it's not necessarily between the two of you.
Yeah.
But there are some things that have you concerned, and there are some things that have him concerned, and you need to be able to talk with each other safely about those things and not take them personally, because they're not necessarily about the two of you, okay?
Yeah.
With that in mind, the move actually looks quite wonderful for both of you. Thank you for the call.
Thank you, Myrna.
438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Ann in Lincoln. Ann, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Myrna. I'm wondering about how the eclipse on this coming Friday will affect me as a Virgo.
Well, the eclipse, and I haven't talked about that yet, so thank you for reminding me that I need to get to it. The eclipse that is happening on the 7th is occurring in the new moon. And since it's a new moon in Aquarius and you are a Virgo, I don't know specifically how it will affect you. The way that the eclipse affects you individually is whether it hits some specific place in your horoscope. So in your chart, if Aquarius is a quiet sign, there's no reason to assume it's going to have any kind of effect on you at all.
Oh, well, Aquarius would be a quiet, yeah.
Okay, then. Let's not worry about it, Ann, and thank you for the call.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Since Ann asked about the eclipse, let me explain a little bit about what that is. Eclipses tend to come in pairs, and we are in an eclipse period currently. We believe as astrologers that the eclipse has effect on our behavior 10 days before and 3 days after. This eclipse period, therefore, began on the 27th of January, since the eclipse will be on the 7th. It will be followed by another eclipse, which will be occurring on the 21st. And so the eclipse period began on the 27th of January and continues through the 24th of February. Eclipses feel rather like month-long full moons. I've observed that people seem to feel obsessed and compelled to do things now. There is a general kind of impatience. Must do, must have, immediately. In a way, that can be fun. It's exciting. It's upbeat. It can be good for relationships because people tend to clear the air. It can be bad for relationships if people blow up on each other. The one thing that I believe you have to be careful about during an eclipse is overspending, because there is this kind of feeling that I'm going to get it now. So you're apt to fall in love with an automobile that's $3,000 or $5,000 more than you wanted to spend, or a house that's $20,000 to $50,000 more than you wanted to spend. Otherwise, there's nothing wrong with eclipses. You don't need to be afraid of starting a job or any number of other things. But in terms of your money, you need to be careful. What makes this particular eclipse period even more confusing, however, is that it is overlapping a Mercury retrograde, which we are also in. The Mercury retrograde began on the 28th of January and continues through the 18th of February. Mercury retrogrades mess up communications. What that means is, if something doesn't go through the way you expected it to, go back and check it over again. I mailed something out on the 25th of January. It should have arrived by the 29th. Here we are the 2nd of February. It hasn't arrived yet. I have to check it. But I knew that that might happen, and so I sent the package out. Insured. That's how you use a Mercury retrograde. That's how you are cautious about them. Let's get back to those phones and speak to Chris in West Warwick. Chris, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you, Myrna.
You're welcome. I see that you were born on Valentine's Day.
Yes, Valentine's baby.
That's always nice. Now, what's your question for me?
Question is, just curious how you think my marriage is going to be in the near and future.
Okay, what is your wife's birthday?
Her birthday is 9/24.
Okay, so she's a Libra, and you are an Aquarian. You're both air signs, and air signs can relate to each other very comfortably. What goes on with two air signs in a marriage is that sometimes there's not a lot of spark. It can be polite, it can be gentle, it can be refined, it can be pleasant. But to keep a spark alive takes effort. She's got nice cards falling in the seventh house away from her, so maybe she thinks things are good. You have cards that indicate commitment, but do you need more of a spark? Is that part of your question?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. You know, I wrote a book on this subject.
No.
Yes. The book is called The Astrology of Great Sex. I've spent the last almost 8 years doing research on sexuality, compatibility, and relationships. I have gathered just about 1,500 questionnaires from all over the place, people answering questions about their relationships. Check out the book. It's on Amazon.com. It's at Borders. It's at Barnes & Noble. And it might give you some ideas about how to approach your wife in ways that make her happier. And a long time ago, a sex therapist by the name of Bob Schwartz said to me, a happy marriage depends on having a happy wife. That's it. Make your wife happy, and your marriage will be. So, Chris, can you make your marriage better? Yes. Do you need to do something that you're not doing, it would seem? And I think my book might help you. I hope you'll check it out. Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO, shameless self-promotion, right? Diane in North Attleboro, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Was that shameless self-promotion of me, Diane?
No.
Oh, thank you. I mean, I really have put in years of research. I've traveled. I've done shows. I've done lectures. I've distributed literally thousands of these questionnaires. So, and it's not a how-to book. It doesn't say this is what you should do. What it does is it has people telling you who they are, how they behave, and what they want. So you use your own imagination and creativity to make your relationships better. Anyway, you are born under the sign of Taurus.
Here I am.
And what is your question for me?
Is there anybody in my future?
There should be, Diane. I have always said that if I were a man looking for a woman... No, seriously, I've always said this. If I were a man looking for a wife, I'd go looking for a Taurus woman. Taurus women make great wives. Now, that doesn't mean the other 11 sun signs don't. But generally speaking, because Taurus is loving, loyal, committed, and generally a good cook, those are all good things. I mean, Taurus is a very physical sign. Men like a lot of sex. Usually, Taurans do too. Okay, so I have the card that represents you. You fall in your own box of marriage and partnership, but unfortunately with very negative cards around you. And in the fifth house, which is romance, there are also negative cards. And yet, out in the clue, which is like outside, meaning not right here, right now, here's this King of Hearts, which means the man of your heart, falling with the Nine of Hearts, which is my best card, and two diamonds. So the answer to your question is yes, but, or yes, if. Diane, you've been doing the same old for quite a while. You're not doing anything new. You're not doing anything different, right?
Oh, you've got that on the nail.
As long as you keep on doing what you're doing, the answer to your question is no. There is no one and there won't be anyone.
Okay.
But my cards promise you somebody if you'll change. So what do you have to do? You have to sit down and talk to some of your friends. And you have to ask them, what could I do differently? Get brainstorm with some people. Don't be shy about this. I know that you're reticent to talk about this, but it would help. When's the last time you changed your hairstyle? When's the last time you updated your wardrobe? When's the last time you didn't just go to work and then come home, cook supper, and eat in front of the TV set? Have I just described your life?
Oh, well, it's even worse than that.
Okay. You're not even going to work right now.
Okay. Oh, no, I'm long story.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. But you see what I'm getting at.
Mm-hmm.
I'm willing to promise you, you can have a relationship. How many times do you get a promise like that?
Well,
not too often.
Promises lately.
Exactly. I'm willing to promise you that you can have what you want if you will approach it differently, because that's what my card said. There was that wonderful King of Hearts. Is there a promise? Yes. Is there potential? Yes. Will you get it the way you're doing it right now? Nope. Diane, thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. I'm Myrna Lamb. Please stay right here. I'm Myrna Lamb here with you until 7 o'clock on WPRO. I am an astrologer. I am a card reader. And by the way, I do instant readings from my office on Wednesday nights from 7 until 10 p.m. So should you be interested in knowing more about that, number to call is 401-333-7970, 401-333-7970. Back to the phones here at WPRO. Let's start with Christy in Scituate. Christy, welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks.
You're welcome. You're calling about your husband, I understand.
Yes, he's retiring in June. He is doing it because his pension is going to be disrupted. People are doing things.
Okay.
Lots of ambivalence in any way. I'm asking, do you see him? He wants to get another job. Mm-hmm. Do you see anything in his cards for
He's born under the sign of Scorpio, and no Scorpio wants to hang out. Start right there. And I have the card that represents him. Of course, we don't want him driving you crazy either.
Oh, he never could.
Of course he couldn't. Of course not. He's a Scorpio. He's a sweetheart. Okay. I have the card that represents him. And he falls with solid clubs all around him. So very stable. His circumstances are good. His health is strong. He's a young 65.
55.
He's got lots of time ahead of him. He's got the Nine of Hearts falling in a fabulous place. He's going to enjoy hanging out for a little while, believe it or not, but not
for
long.
That's good.
Yeah, he will. But I think that what he'll do is he'll hang out from June when he retires until September. And then he's going to really start looking, and he's not going to have any trouble at all finding something. It's not going to be something that he wants to do full-time as I see it.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be something that's a little bit more creative than what he's done in the past.
Okay.
And he may begin to think about working, not quite as a consultant, but in a way, almost like a subcontractor. So that he's not really working full-time for somebody else, but almost handling things on his own.
Wonderful.
Fair enough, Christy. Let me know how it goes. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO, Stan in Attleboro. Welcome to the program.
Yes, hi, Myrna. I have a question. It's a medical question. I'm just wondering how my health is going to be in the upcoming years. I have a problem since Thanksgiving, and it's a medical problem that they haven't been able to figure out.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
And you're born under
an infection that's going on, and they can't really solve it.
You're born under the sign of Aries,
right,
which is the King of Hearts in my system. The Nine of Hearts has come out in the very first house of the reading. When the Nine of Hearts is in the first house, I read that to mean that things are going to work out and you're going to be okay. That's a very big reassurance.
Right.
Now, I have the King of Hearts, which is you. You fall in your own fifth house, and there is a very negative card around you. I'm going to ask you a really bizarre question, and I don't know why, and I don't know. I don't know anything about medicine per se, but have they tested you at all for any kind of thing like an amyloid protein?
Not that I know of.
Ask your doctor. I know that's totally bizarre.
Okay.
Don't ask me why. All I know is the thought came right through when I looked at your fifth house.
Sure.
And if it has anything to do with the amyloid protein and you deal with it early, you're fine. So I would like to suggest that you do that. I don't think your doctors do know what's going on right now.
Yeah, I've actually had four different doctors diagnosing this infection, and they really can't. They put me on several antibiotics, and nothing's worked.
Right, right. Go back and ask them about that. I know that's totally wild, and see what comes up. And if nothing comes out of that, give me a couple of weeks and call me again, okay?
I appreciate it.
All right, Stan. Thank you
for the
call.
Thank you so much.
438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO, one line available. Pat in Randolph, Mass., welcome to the program.
Hi. Thanks, Myrna.
Certainly. And you're calling about your mother?
Yes.
And what's your question? She's a Gemini. What's your question about her?
Well, she's having a lot of trouble breathing, and she's had emphysema, but I'm wondering, you know, if she, in fact, has cancer and how long she's going to live.
Okay. She's a Gemini, and Gemini
yes.
rules the lungs. And I always warn people, the part of the body ruled by your sun sign is where you're vulnerable. And she has the worst card in the deck, the Nine of Spades, falling right in her third house. So her emphysema is not good, and of course it's not going to get better. It never does. As to predicting how long she'll live, number one, even if I really could do it, I wouldn't, because we don't have control over that. I might say in general, but the picture really does indicate that she's not well, but I don't see her leaving us in the imminent future. I just feel bad about her circumstances with regard to her breathing, and
you
I wish... No, I don't see cancer.
Okay.
No, I don't. That's the eighth house, and I don't have any cards there that suggest that. I
okay,
just think,
great.
I really do think that it's emphysema.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, Pat. Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO, Barbara in Wickford. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Barbara. And you are born under the sign of Aries. And what's your question for me?
Well, I need someone in the future.
Certainly, Barbara. Let's take a look. And you are the Queen of Hearts, and let's see if I can find a guy around you. And I look for men to fall in the fifth house, which is romance. And you have the Nine of Hearts there, which is very promising. I look in the seventh house. I don't see someone who you're going to marry in the immediate future. In other words, if you do become involved with the King of Clubs, who is the man I think most promising, he's a man who's like in your neighborhood. He's a guy you see. You've seen him around. He's 5'8". He's got dark hair. It's curly. He's got a sense of humor. It's kind of dry. He doesn't say a whole lot, and then when he talks, he can make you smile. You meet him somewhere. I don't know if it's the grocery store or if it's at the bank. You meet this guy. Do you have any idea who I'm talking about yet?
No.
I want you to open your eyes and look around. Barbara, you're not paying enough attention. You're in Aries, and you're very absorbed by what you're doing at the moment, and you're not looking around you, okay? I want you to use your eyes much, much more. I want you to look for a man wearing a blue sweater. He wears a sweater that's got a gray stripe through the middle. It's not a button down. It's a pullover. He's got dark hair. He doesn't say a lot. He smiles quietly. You see him in places that you frequent. You don't have to go out of your mind. Out of your way to find him. I really think he's a man with whom you could have some kind of a relationship. Will it become a marriage? No, I don't see that in your immediate future. But could you meet someone and have a little fun? The answer is yes. Barbara, thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO, Bianca in Providence. I love that name, Bianca.
Hello?
Hi, Bianca.
Hi.
I can't help thinking your parents liked Shakespeare. That's where the name is. Yes, it's in Taming of the Shrew, and I've always loved the name. So anyway, you are an Aries, and what's your question for me?
I want to know what guy I would be with in the future, like the one I'm supposed to be with.
Okay, is there someone around you right now who you like?
No.
No. All right, let's see what I can find out for you. Now, you're very young, and therefore there have got to be a lot of opportunities for you to meet somebody. And the Queen of Hearts represents you. And I know where Jupiter is in a general sense with regard to your chart, and it suggests to me that indeed you are going to meet someone this year. You fall with the Two of Hearts and the Seven of Hearts. Those are beautiful cards. You also have the Nine of Hearts falling in a place that promises you success. You're going to meet and marry somebody. Now, listen to me. This concerns me. You are going to meet somebody very soon. You're going to meet him between, let's see, February, March, April, between April and September. You are going to meet a man who I believe is an air sign, a Gemini, a Libra, or an Aquarian. He is the man who you will probably marry, but please do not marry him in a matter of 6 weeks or even 6 months. Get to know him. In astrology, it is clear that you need 2 years to really know someone in the full range of personality. And most people tend to marry in much less time than that. And I think that's why so many marriages don't work. So, are you going to meet someone? Yes. Are you going to marry? Yes. I really believe I see this man around you. He is 5'9". He has dark hair, but relatively light eyes. I have a feeling that he works in a field where his ability to use his hands is very important, but it's not construction. He may work with some very fine tools in some way. And you will know who I'm talking about again in a stretch of time between April and September. Good luck with that, Bianca. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO, Anthony in Coventry, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hey, Anthony. I see that you're an Aquarian.
Yeah.
And what's your question for me?
Oh, I want to find out about this business. How is it still going to work yet?
All right. Now, do you have your own business? Is that what this is?
No, not yet. I'm thinking about starting one, but you told me to look into things, and I'm, you know.
And you're still looking into things.
Yeah.
And it's still not quite time yet. Not quite.
Well, that's
time.
What I want to find out.
No, not yet.
Oh.
Slow down just a little bit. You have the Nine of Hearts with you. You're going to do it. You will do it. The timing is not right just yet. Wait until at least spring, April, before you make more moves. Continue to do your research. Continue to find out everything that you need to know about the business. If I recall correctly, we spoke once before, right?
Yes.
And
yes.
Didn't I tell you at that time that I didn't think you had all the information you needed?
Correct.
And you said that I was right.
Yep.
Well, guess what? You still don't have quite all the information that you need.
Mm-hmm.
So don't be impatient. Keep on going. Call me back in a few more months, and if it's not time, I'll say not yet, Anthony. Okay. Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Rita and Pamela, you're coming up, and I have two lines available for you. I'm Myrna Lamb. Please stay right here on WPRO. I'm Myrna Lamb, here with you just until 7 o'clock. And then, you know what's coming up, Beyond Reality with Jason Hawes and Grant Wilson. Back to the phones. Let's talk to Rita in Newport. Rita, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hi there, Rita. And let's see. You are an Aquarian. What's your question for me?
I would like to know about my love life.
Certainly. And is there a man around you right now who you're interested in?
No.
Okay, let's take a look. You know, Jupiter has just entered the sign of Capricorn, and that puts it in a place in your horoscope that has to do with, in effect, rewards for past efforts. It's almost as if there is a little angel helping you to get something that you really want. The question is, how do you make that happen? And I asked whether there might be a man from the past or a man around you, because there is a man around you. He falls in the fourth house, which is your neighborhood. I don't know. Wasn't there once a man that you kind of liked? You went out with maybe 2-3 times, but nothing developed because he perhaps had some conflicts in his life and wasn't really available. Do you have any idea who I'm talking about?
I do. But same time, I'm not sure that would be a good match.
Oh, okay. Because he does still show up. And as I see it, he does think about you. And he has a lot of things in common with you. If you think that he is still somehow not available because of his own circumstances, then it's wise for you to avoid that. But there's so much around him that suggests that he might make sense. Okay. There are two other men who fall in the fifth house of romance. In fact, all four of the kings, which represent men, all four of them, Rita, fall in places that suggest you could get into a relationship. So what I have is a picture that suggests that as you go through these next several months, and especially during the month of June, you're going to be in situations where you will be meeting a number of men. So are you going to be dating soon? Yes. The only man who I would advise you against, be very careful of the man who may be a fire sign, Aries, Leo, Sagittarian, especially Leo, who I really think is not available at all. He's very appealing. He's very handsome. But you're going to get a vibe from him pretty quickly. Back off. That's not the one. All the other kings look very promising. And interestingly enough, the king that looks best is a water sign, Cancer, Scorpio, Pisces. And generally speaking, Aquarius and the air signs, or the water signs, that is, don't necessarily relate that comfortably. But this man looks like he is, in fact, a water sign. And I think he's the best man for you. And I also have a feeling that he's born right around Halloween. There's a bunch of things to watch for. So are you going to be with someone? Absolutely. No doubt in my mind. And when you've come to know him, Rita, you call me back with his birthday and I'll be able to tell you a lot more. Let's talk to Pamela in Cranston. Pamela, welcome to the program.
Hi, Marina. How are you?
I'm well, Pamela. And I see that you are born under the sign of Aries.
Yes, I am.
And what's your question for me?
My love life.
Okay. You sound like you're talking in an echo chamber. I wonder why.
Yes, I'm far away from the radio.
That's what it is. Okay. The Queen of Hearts is the card that represents you. And, of course, the best-suited signs, generally speaking, for the sign of Aries are Aquarius and Gemini. That's just in a general sense. But let's see. We've got some kings showing up in very exciting places for you. In fact, there are three once again. So these are cards that suggest you two will be meeting a number of men. You meet men in the work that you do.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and
I do.
And there are two men who fall in the ninth house. Now, the ninth house represents the idea of being either away from your desk, as it were, away from the office, like at a seminar or at some sort of a lecture. Do you ever go to anything like that? Do you ever travel?
I haven't in a while.
You haven't in a while. Do you ever
No.
go to any meetings or seminars, business kind of conferences?
Not recently, I haven't.
Okay. Well, these cards all suggest that it would be worth your while to get involved in some aspect. It's almost like you could even go to something like the Better Business Bureau or to the Junior Chamber of Commerce or something like that where there are meetings. If it were in real estate, it would be like going to the Realtors Association. It's going into a situation where you're learning something. It's not formally taking classes. Would that be something that you could do, Pamela? Would that make sense?
Yes, mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep, it makes sense.
And it fits with who you are and what you do with your life?
Yeah.
Well, that's where you're going to meet. There's two men who you will meet,
mm-hmm.
one of whom is darker in appearance and dark eyes. It's the lighter-haired man who I think would work better for you. But there's two guys, and you'll meet both of them, and you're going to have some fun. This looks like a very promising year for you in terms of having some fun, including dates. Pamela, thank you for the call. Let's talk to Lillian on a cell phone. Lillian, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hey there. Let's see. You are calling about your son.
Right. I just want to see if he's got a job change. You know, he's looking into getting another job. I want to see how that's going to be working.
All right. And he's born under the sign of Scorpio. Generally speaking, we're in a very good period for Scorpios. Jupiter in Capricorn is very well placed, and Saturn in Virgo is helpful, too. So I have the card that represents him. He has two sixes in his second house, which is about money, two twos in the third house, which is about interviews, and two threes in the sixth house, which is about employment. So what we have there is him having the job that he's got right now and opportunities to move to another job. In fact, he also has two aces in the seventh and two eights up in the tenth. Now, I know it's very confusing when I start babbling about all these numbers, but when I talk to you about the fact that I see duplicates in half a dozen houses in this layout in front of me, clearly it does indicate the potential for him to get a new job. And I've got to say that it's about time, because he really has been feeling taken for granted and ill-appreciated where he's working currently, and he has not had opportunity to advance. When he gets his new job, which may take him until August, but when he gets his new job, it will be with a company where there is opportunity for him to advance. So, Lillian, it really looks very promising for your son.
That's good to hear. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for the call. Let's talk to Ellie in Pawtucket. Ellie, welcome to the program.
Good evening, and thank you for taking my call.
Well, certainly. And you're calling about a nephew, I understand.
Yes, I am. And he has begun a new job about a month ago, and he's received a call on another
vehicle.
Is he still famine?
When did
Which
he get the
better
new...
for him?
When did he get the new call? Do you remember?
Just the last couple of weeks.
Okay.
He actually returned the call, but he hasn't made any decisions.
Right. Oh, this is a tough one. Well, see, the aspects right now are not wonderful for making that switch. So I can't help thinking he's probably in the better situation staying where he is right now.
Uh-huh.
But the fact that he's being courted by another opportunity is something that he can tuck away for the future. And he can say, listen, I just started with this company. I wish I had heard from you sooner. In fairness to these people, I am going to stay here. But let's talk again in the fall. And I think that would be his best bet. With Saturn in Virgo, he doesn't want to play games. In other words, Saturn is in a place where things could go very well or very badly. And for him to jump ship, what would that What would that make him appear to be? Do you see what I'm getting at?
I hear, yes, and that's what he thought.
Well, I agree with him, and he's got a good position. They're paying him well. They're treating him with respect. I think his best move for the time being would be to stay right where he is.
Wonderful, okay. Because he was concerned about that, you know, wondering if he had made the proper choice in the first place and if this was a good position for him.
I would absolutely stay where he is, but with a clear understanding that since this company came looking for him, they'd still be interested in him if he waits and calls them in a year. Thank you for the call. Let's talk to Anne in Fall River. Anne, welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna. I'd like to know if my grandson will be going back to college. He went 1 year and he quit. And he's in retail now.
Okay. Well, he's born under the sign of Capricorn, which is the sign of work. And he may prefer to get his training and develop his career on the job rather than in college. The thing that has to happen for him is that he has to reach a point where he thinks they're not appreciating me enough, and it's going to happen.
Okay.
And yes, I do think that he's going to go back to school. So now, what do you do with that information? Let me give you a little advice. I know that a grandson will listen to his grandmother more than he might listen to his mother. However, he is an adult. So I think the best thing for you to do is ask him questions, not offer him advice. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's fine to say to him, what do you think of your prospects within your career? And are you feeling positive about how things are going? Great. And if he says, well, you know, it's okay, then you can say, well, that doesn't sound like you're thrilled, honey. What's going on? So you can get him to explore his own situation, but don't solve the problem for him at all.
Okay.
That will make a great deal more sense. He is not feeling in a hurry to get back to school, but
right.
Believe me, the idea is in his brain.
That sounds good.
What I have is a picture that shows the 9 and the 8 of hearts, which are wonderful cards, falling in his 8th house. Now, that makes sense. The 9 of hearts is like Jupiter. Jupiter is in Capricorn. He is a Capricorn. The 8th house represents our goals. What do we really want? So as he identifies what he really wants, Jupiter's going to help him get there. And that's why I said to you, you talk to him in terms of, are you pleased with what's going on? How are you feeling about what's happening? And if he says, well, you know, it's okay, then it's okay to say to him, well, you know, what other thoughts do you have, honey? Okay?
That's right.
All right. Thank you. You're welcome, Anne. I think that's going to work for you. Okay.
Thanks.
You're welcome. All right. I do not have time to take any more of your calls tonight. I'd be shortchanging you. So I just want to take this moment that we have left before Jason Haas and Grant Wilson come in here with Beyond Reality. I just want to take this minute to say thank you to Ken, who does a great job. This is a very, very fast-moving program, and he has to work pretty hard to keep up with all of you, and he does a great job. And also to remind you that should you be interested in private consultations, my office is in Lincoln, Rhode Island. The number there is 401-333-7970, 333-7970, Wednesday night, 7 to 10 p.m., instant readings. Thank you all. I hope you have a wonderful week. I'm Myrna Lamb. Be back with you next Saturday night here on WPRO.